All right, so go back to the beginning of God's love. Five different ways God shows his love to us. Number one, over here, we start at the beginning, and before time began, God knew every mess up you were going to do. He knew everything you're going to do wrong. And he made you anyway. Really? Now, if you knew, if you were going to get a car, you're going to go buy a car or something like that, and you knew the thing's going to break down and cause all kinds of trouble, you'd say, I think I'll get a different one. I'll make a different one because I don't want to get one that's going to all mess up all the time. Why would anybody go make something that's going to mess up? It's senseless. I guess it goes back to God's ways are above our ways. All right? As high as the heavens are above the earth. Because it's all part of his plan from the beginning to show love to a people that are unlovable. And that's what we're called to do. When you have trouble with somebody else and you go, oh man, I don't like that guy, so I'm just dissing him. You are called to love the unlovable. When the Bible says, love your neighbor as yourself, that's agape love. That's the same love for God so loved the world. All right? And it's the same word for love your wives and the same word love your enemies. And it's not liking them. It has nothing to do with liking them. Okay? Jesus didn't like going to the cross. He did it out of love, doing what's best for us. And that's what he's called to do. So when it gets tough to be nice to somebody, to show kindness to them, to do what's best for them, that's what it's all about. That's the love part. And that's what God did, knowing you were going to mess up and all the things you've done, he made you anyway. So, before time began, he made us. He died for us. Okay, we pretty much got that one down, but we just blow it off. Oh, God, he just died for me. That's cool. I'm going to heaven. It's not just like that. He bled out. He came to earth, started off crying like a baby, lived and got insulted for most of his life and disrespected when he was respectful. We don't like getting disrespected. Well, we're not always worthy of respect. But he always was. And he still got disrespected. And the scripture says, how much more should you expect to go through difficulty like your Lord did? If he went through it, why do you expect you're not supposed to have to? Accept it. Say, wow, Jesus, you went through this. I can handle it. Right? He called us sons. When he died for us, he didn't just get us, pay our life sentence for us and go to jail for us and take the life sentence and let us out, and now we're out in the street. He called us sons. That's love. He glorified himself in us. That is what you are here to do, to glorify God. That's what we're all here to do. It's not about you. It's about him. It's about you loving him, and you glorify him by showing love to him by obedience. And when you touch another person's life, you go up and you touch them in a way, whatever it is, a physical way, whatever. You touch their life. You make their life one step better. It's not you. In James, in this passage, a little later on, in James 2, it's not in this one, it says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Every good and perfect gift. That means every good thing. It's coming from God. If every good thing's come from God, it's not coming from you. And so that's God glorifying himself when the good is flowing through you and touching somebody else. That's a way that God is glorified. Touching another person's life, doing what's best for another person, no matter how you feel. And the final one, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has in store for those who love him. He's gone to prepare a place for us beyond our imagination. So, have I been through this before? Yep. Am I going to go through it again? Yes. Because that's the foundation. That's the foundation. When you guys got them all memorized in your own words, then everybody's got it. We'll just move on. But these are the things you need to come back to when you don't feel loved.